Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a RAG-infused sub-compose workflow in Ableton Live 12, and the whole point is to get that rude, rolling, chaotic drum and bass energy without wrecking the low end. So think of this like two jobs happening at once. First, we want a clean, solid sub-foundation. Then we're going to layer in movement, call and response phrasing, a bit of RAG attitude, and control distortion so the bass feels alive, but still disciplined. That balances everything in DNB. If the bass is too simple, the tune feels flat. If it's too busy, the kick and snare lose their punch. We want heavy, but controlled. Rowdy, but tight. Let's start with the setup. Open a fresh project in Ableton Live 12 and set the tempo around 172 to 174 BPM. If you want a little more urgency, go with 174. If you want a slightly looser roller feel, 172 is great. For this lesson, 174 BPM is a good starting point. Now create your main tracks. You want a drums track, a sub track, a mid-bass track, and if you want to go a little further, a RAG FX or vocal chop track. Also set up a short reverb return and a delay return. We're keeping things organized from the beginning, because in DNB, the low end gets messy very fast if everything is piled onto one sound. Your drum foundation should be simple at first. Keep the snare on beat 2 and beat 4, add a kick where it feels right for the groove, and bring in hats or break edits for motion. Don't overbuild the drums yet, we want space for the bass to speak. Now let's build the sub first, because the sub is the anchor. On the sub track, load operator or wave editable. If you're a beginner, operator is perfect because it makes a clean sine style sub really quickly. Set the oscillator to a sine wave, if you can. Keep the sound mono, and turn off anything unnecessary like wide tuning or extra stereo spread. You want the sub sitting dead center. A nice beginner setting is a very fast attack, a short release, and maybe a little glide or portamento if you want the notes to slide into each other. That glide can give the bass a vocal, talking kind of feel, which works really well for RAG flavor DNB. Keep it subtle though. Too much glide and it starts to sound sloppy instead of intentional. Now write a simple MIDI pattern. This is a big beginner tip. Do not start by writing a complex bass line. Start by writing a phrase with only a few notes. In RAG-infused DNB, the sub often works best when it leaves space for the drums. Think one long note to ground the bar, one short answer note, and maybe one pickup note before the next phrase. A really useful mindset is this: the sub is not just holding notes, it's part of the rhythm and attitude, but it still has to stay simple enough that the kick and snare can breathe. Next, let's add the mid-bass layer. This is where the character lives. Load a sound like wave-eatable, operator, or analog. You're not trying to make it huge yet, just give it some harmonic content so it can talk back to the sub. If you're using wave-eatable, a saw or square-based patch works well. If you're using operator, add a brighter layer. If you're using analog, keep the tone gritty but controlled. On this layer, use a low-pass filter somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz if you want to keep it focused. You can use a little detune, but don't go crazy. Two voices of unison max is a good beginner rule. Add a touch of drive if needed. But remember, this layer is supposed to provide attitude, not destroy the mix. Now write short answering phrases. This is the RAG call and response part. Let the sub hold the foundation, and use the mid bass to answer with short stabs. You can place a stab just after the snare, another short phrase before the next kick, and maybe the pickup on the end of 4. That little conversation between the bass and the drums is a huge part of the vibe. It makes the bass line feel like it's talking back. Here's a good teacher tip. If the loop feels flat, do not immediately add more notes. First check the note lengths, the velocity differences, the octave placement, and where the silence is. Sometimes a pause after the snare creates more energy than another bass stab. Contrast is the secret weapon here. Now let's shape movement. Add auto filter after the synth on the mid bass track. Set it to a low pass filter, and start with a cutoff somewhere in the 150 to 400 Hz zone. Add a little resonance if you want some bite, but keep it under control. Then automate the cutoff across 4, 8, or 16 bars. A simple approach is to start the phrase darker, then slowly open the filter as you approach the drop or the next section. Then close it again to create tension before a switch. You can also automate distortion amount or send a little extra delay on one phrase ending. These tiny moves matter a lot in DNB, because the arrangement is usually built from repeating loops with small changes over time. Now let's add grit, but carefully. Use saturator, overdrive, or redux on the mid-bass layer, not the sub. The sub should stay clean. That's one of the biggest low-end rules in bass music. If you put too much distortion on the sub, you lose clarity fast, especially in clubs and on systems with a proper low end. Start gently. With saturator, try a small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 5 dB, and turn on soft clip if needed. With overdrive, keep the drive low to moderate. With redux, use it very lightly because it can get crunchy fast. The goal is texture, not destruction. A really solid workflow is this. Clean sub, dirty mid layer, then blend them together. That gives you the weight and the attitude at the same time. Now let's check the relationship between the bass and the drums. This matters a lot. In DNB, the snare is often the anchor, so the bass needs to leave room for it. Use utility on the sub and bass tracks if needed. Keep the sub mono. Pull down the gain if the low end feels too hot, and listen carefully for any phase weirdness. A good beginner rule is to avoid placing a big bass hit directly on top of the snare unless you really want that clash. In most cases, the space around the snare is what gives the groove its bounce. If the pattern feels crowded, remove notes before adding more. Seriously, that one move can make the bass line hit harder almost immediately. If you're working with breakbeats, try lining some of the bass movement up with the break accents. Even a small pickup note before the snare can make the loop feel much more alive. Now we're going to bring in some ragga energy with a vocal style layer. This can be a real vocal, a one-shot shout, a chant, or even a chopped syllable you record yourself. Put it in simpler, and keep it short and punchy. If you have a few syllables, slice mode can be fun. If not, classic mode is fine. You just want something that can act like high punctuation. Place vocal hits in the gaps between bass phrases. Think after the snare, before the bass answer, or at the end of every 4 or 8 bars. You don't need many words. Even one chopped syllable can sell the vibe if the rhythm is right. In jungle and rag-infused DNB, the bass and vocal texture often feel like a conversation, and that's exactly the energy we're chasing. Now let's turn the loop into a proper section. Take your idea and make it into a 12-bar or 16-bar drop section. Don't keep every bar identical. That's the easiest way to make a loop feel lifeless. Instead, build a little story. For example, bars 1 to 4 can be a filtered intro to the drop. Bars 5 to 8 can bring in the full bass pattern. Bars 9 to 12 can add one extra answer note or a vocal chop. Bars 13 to 16 can become a switch-up, drum fill, or a short variation. This is where the workflow starts to feel like composition instead of just loop making. Small changes matter. Move one note slightly earlier. Remove one note. Open the filter a little more. Add a drum fill before the turnaround. Those little changes keep the ear interested while preserving the main identity of the bass line. Here's another strong teacher tip. If the tune is getting too clean, add a tiny bit of drive or redux to the mid layer, then turn that layer down instead of making it harsher. That way you keep the texture without chewing up the mix. If the bass starts to feel too complicated, resample it. Ableton makes this really easy. Bounce the mid-bass layer to audio, consolidate a good 4-bar phrase, then chop it up into new shapes. You can trim silence, add fades, reverse tiny fills, or shift a slice earlier in time. This is a powerful beginner workflow because it helps you commit to a strong idea instead of endlessly tweaking. DNB often gets better when you design a phrase and then reshape it as audio. Let's talk about a few common mistakes to avoid. One is making the sub too busy. The fix is simple, use fewer notes. Another is putting distortion on the sub and wondering why the low end feels weak or blurry. Keep the sub clean and let the mid layer carry the dirt. Another mistake is using too much stereo width on the bass. Keep the low end mono. Use width only on higher harmonics or FX. And of course, don't overload the arrangement with too many ideas. One strong bass phrase and one variation is often enough. If you want the bass line to feel more aggressive or darker, shorter note lengths help a lot. Slight glide or tiny pitch movement can make it feel like it's speaking. A band pass or low pass sweep at the end of every 8 bars adds tension. A tiny noise layer can give the bass some air and menace. And if you want extra punch, drum buss on the mid layer can glue things together nicely, but keep it subtle. A really useful practice habit is to solo the bass with drums at very low volume. If the groove still feels energetic when it's quiet, the arrangement is probably working. That's a great sign. Here's a quick way to think about ragga DNB bass rating. Heavy versus light, dry versus wet, static versus moving. That contrast creates the character. You do not need a million notes. You need the right notes in the right places, with the right space around them. If you want to practice this properly, try making a 4-bar loop at 174 BPM. Build a clean sub with just 2 notes. Add a mid-bass phrase that answers it. Automate auto-filter over the 4 bars. Add a little saturator or overdrive. Drop in one vocal chop after the snare. Then loop it and listen in mono. Your target is simple. The sub feels stable and deep. The mid-bass sounds rude but controlled. The drums still punch through, and the whole thing feels like a ragga conversation. If it sounds too busy, remove one note. If it sounds too plain, add one tiny automation move or one short vocal hit. That's the lesson here. Character with discipline. Chaos with control. That's how you get a rag-infused DNB bassline that tears through the mix without falling apart. Alright, now you've got the workflow. Build the sub. First, keep it clean. Add a talking mid layer, shape it with automation, and let the drums and the bass talk to each other. Once you lock that in, you're not just making a loop anymore. You're building a real drop.